Chapter 15. This pageant history now must jump our hero's story. In quick zero, this sentence towards from air.
We'd like to publish you.
Flay heard, then stared up, knew this skyscraper was book publisher's lair. Man took look at Flaylin, stand so to undock, stow it, said,
Everyone's a buzz, surely know it you. Was so for some few months now. Oh, you're a recluse one. The how now, and someone, least since that article, to know more you. Every wee particle severy discovered. So, we think autobiography would tink this city's sea. Will you write that, your book?
Indeed, e'en then he heard the hush and looks, demurred pointings all wherever's mute cameras there gathered. Severed not this lathered silence, Flaylin did. Man looked pleased, clapped hands, and bid follow, flash panning lid of the building, its door, and motioning Flaylin towards more inside Salem sees through revolving doors. All lined and seated there along the floors, some here nervous, others there bold, were writing folk, selling their sold where's, when's, belling their who's above all volume. The man directed Flay to a small room where they there found a smaller lift. They rose above all stories and sifted through more seas of folk till the man let open a door to a large room, filled with jet or barge supply of food, comforts, and there against a wall a sturdy machine, all new and bright, computer.
Let us know if you need something,
demurred man freed from his lips.
I don't, F said.
The man closed the door. Bereft of nothing, stores galore stored around him, Flaylin McDrab sat at the machine simple, sat in front of that keyboard and screen, and looked a while, not bored, but thralled with smile on his face reflected on the computer screen, like at their heads do teens gaze and stare, at oldness familiar, newness un, of messed faces and young hair and skin, minutiae noticed at first, but then they're giving way to Den of Cave's holistic nature. But in this screen, the flicking of that sheen was interrupted by a blinking cursor, cursor bless it, flying terse winks of black midst the white reflection. Flay smiled more. To write not, but to store this cursor elsewhere, out his face, he placed his hands on top the stout keys. Lands one finger on the shift. Flay looks down, then back up. He sifts through moves with cupped hands, hitting the spaces enough to move it not where his face is. He got into the rhythm so that he hits a few keys. The quotation, then he, randomly, jumps to I, period, then quote close. He has typed, I exposed on the screen precisely where reflection is not. He looks down, and his hands he removes slowly. Flaylin looks up once more, gets up, quickly restores himself to seat after looking at screen. Seeing shaft or something liking, he blocks the I that way. He gets up the other. Looks out. The day's mother, the sun, shines through window, the city spread beneath him. Low down on the streets, the people. It is all there. M goes to the door, peeks an office, stares a leaks moment at a person, a publisher, Bigly cursing and Piggity washing his hands of ink. Some black rubs away, flows down the sink, but lays most the cue still on hands. That person looks up at Flay, lands a fake smile flat on his face after a pause, then back to work. Flay left the building's claws as deft as he was let in. On the street again, he became as non-big as those same ants he saw at the top. But he did not uplook. But in leaf drop forsook, and rake forsook too, September mids he dwelled. The one was waiting for F, and now followed, hidden, as he left. More of hers and her sends first these ends.